Home opener for the AL champion Indians. They take on the White Sox at Progressive Field. And maybe, just maybe, another pennant is in the works for this team if Francisco Lindor keeps doing things like this.
There's a drive to deep right field. Garcia's going to watch this one go deep into the seats. Lindor's fourth home run of the year, and the Indians strike first.
Todd Frazier.
Hit deep.
There you go.
Down the left field line and onto the home run porch, and we are tied at one.
He fires. Swinging a liner to third. Diving grab by Yandy Diaz. What a play to save the day.
Second time in the last three innings that the Indians have loaded the bases up. Ground ball to third. Frazier again goes to second. There's one on to first. Another inning ending.
Double play.
See if Brantley can hit a gap is what you're looking for.
Pitch. Hunter goes. Brantley lines it to left field. Fair ball. Down the line it goes. Lindor's coming around third. They're going to wave him home. And the Indians will win in walk-off fashion.
Indians edge the White Sox 2-1 in 10 on Michael Brantley's fourth career walk-off hit. But it was a forgettable Indians home debut for Edwin Encarnacion. He became the first Indians player since Travis Hafner in 2012 with at least two Ks and two double play groundouts in the same game. Michael Brantley sent the fans home happy on a special day at Progressive Field as his fourth career walk-off hit gave the Indians a 2-1 triumph in 10 innings over the White Sox.
Just trying to get my foot down, put a good swing on it, try to see the ball early. Take my gloves
on live. This is why he usually doesn't want to talk to me after games.
They're smart. Hey, they're getting smart. Y'all getting smart. I got to give it to you. I was gone.
How long did you watch last year, watch guys celebrate like that after games, and you weren't able to be a part of it? What does it mean to be a part of this one right now?
A lot. Thanks to all the fans, my family, for all their support to this. Get me back to this. There's times this offseason I never thought I'd be back, but with the great support that I got from my wife and my kids, and my kids are in the stand, got to watch daddy play again. And I spent a lot of time away from this offseason rehabbing, but back on the field I am, and got to do it in front of a sold out home opener. I don't know if it gets any better.
3-1 count, balls away, and you drive it over here. 3-2, are you looking for a fastball away again?
I don't know about looking for a fastball away. I was trying to put a good swing on it. I know Frankie can run very well, so luckily enough, I got a fastball out over the plate and put a good swing on it.
All right, I'm gonna ask you this, and I'm gonna leave you alone. The song that you had playing when you came up to bat was Welcome Back. You get to choose your song. Does that mean anything when you're telling everybody you're back and you're happy to be back?
I'm just happy and thankful and blessed to be back. It's been a long road, like I said before. We're home with a win. Your home opener, smile on my face. It's a great day.
The Indians' recipe for success on Tuesday was terrific pitching and a clutch walk-off hit in the 10th inning, making Cleveland skipper Terry Francona a very happy man.
I mean, I'm happy for us, but to see him do it probably makes it that much better. To say that it was potentially a frustrating day is probably an understatement. For the amount of hits we had a lot of opportunities. It seemed like, especially later in the game, just couldn't push a run across. He kind of thought maybe somebody'd have to hit a home run or something like that. And we've seen Michael do that so many times because he uses the whole field. It's hard to defend him because he hits the ball from line to line.
Terry, we already asked, I apologize if you were about Michael delivering there and obviously long road back.
Yeah, I mean, it was nice for us to win. It's added when it was Michael. Today was a special day, and for him to cap it off, I'm sure felt really good for him. I know it felt really good for us.
Terry, Edwin had a difficult day at the plate. What do you say to him after a day like this?
Oh, he'll be okay. It was a tough day, and he's had them before. And I always feel as frustrated as you get or as cold as you get, good hitters get that hot. And there'll be days, hopefully soon, where I'm sitting here saying that he carried us or he did this. It's just, he's too good. He just, right now, he's a little stuck in between, but he'll be fine.
Terry, is there a different energy coming back to the ballpark this year when you're the defending American League champion, one win away from the World Series last year versus other home openers here in Cleveland?
I think today was a special day, but I don't think you play the game differently because of what happened last year. You know, home opener is always, you know, the place is packed and there's a lot of emotion. You know, we need to find a way every day to come out and make that be the most important game. And I think our guys do a pretty good job of that. So, you know, it's kind of easy on the openers because the place is going crazy. But, you know, what you do as you get into the grind, you know, we can now turn the page on all the firsts. You know, we got everything out of the way. Now we can see how good we can be.
You talked about Carrasco once already, but could you expand on why he was so successful today as keeping him off balance?
Well, I think he established fastball early, and off of that, change up and breaking ball that he could throw really in all the counts and followed a game plan. He and Gomer followed a game plan really well. You can tell he's starting to get confident now. As his pitch limit grows and his endurance goes, he'll be better too.
Indians fans will always wonder what if with regards to Carlos Carrasco being hurt last postseason. As the right-hander was brilliant on Tuesday, 7 innings of one-run ball as he struck out 7.
What I think helped sitting with Gomez before the game, just kind of go through those guys and what we did in the past and the way we have to pitch today. And basically that's what I did. I think I maybe checked maybe twice on Gomez. So I think we followed our plan, what we had before the game, and that's pretty much what we did.
Carlos, you've seen what Michael's had to go through just to try to come back. To see him have a moment like this today, what's that like for you as his teammate?
Hey, you know what? That was unbelievable. It's great. Everyone played hard. You know, to see Michael Brantley coming back, you know, he had a tough year last year, and then I'm really happy for it. So he's part of the team. So today he got the hit. The winning run, so I'm really happy for him.
The series continues on Wednesday as Danny Salazar takes the mound for the Tribe. He battles Derek Holland.